Welcome back to Public Address Radio on Radio Live. The New Zealand International Comedy Festival kicked off in Auckland last night with the Comedy Gala and continues here and around the country until the end of the month. Irish comedian Ed Byrne is a regular visitor to our shores for the Comedy Festival and he joins us now.
Well, I was at the airport. I was at an airport. I was at Stansted Airport. There you go. There was a little kid there, right? She was 11 years old. I'll explain later how I came to know that. You're making it rude now. You're making up your own jokes. There's no point us being here if you're going to do that. I actually will explain later how I came to know that, and you'll feel bad for making it rude in your own heads. I should have just said she was 11 and left it at that. You'd have gone, I wonder how he knew she was 11. I'm sure it's perfectly innocent. I'll explain later. Ooh, clearly there was a court case. Nice, let's get to the bottom of this.
Great time to be flying internationally at the moment, isn't it, Ed? Have you got swine flu?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I've been feeling a bit under the weather ever since I've been to Mexico, but other than that, I think I'm good.
Do you feel a sense of national envy that we are currently in bronze medal position on the international swine flu stakes and you're nowhere, frankly?
Are we completely under the table then, are we? Who's in silver?
Silver, I believe, is the United States of America.
All right.
Which sharing a fairly fluid border with Mexico, you'd sort of hope would be the case, wouldn't you?
Yeah. And Mexico is way ahead then, I guess.
Yeah.
It's good. It's nice to see Mexico get its day in the sun about something, you know.
Being an observational humorist, when something like the swine flu breaks out, do you suddenly just grab every newspaper you can and retire to a hotel room for days and try and come up with at least one?
I think what I'd rather do is just sort of recycle my old SARS jokes and just do that. Or not even, just basically go, hey, swine flu is a bit of a problem, but then we were supposed to be all worried about SARS, weren't we? Do the SARS bit I did. Went 10 years ago nearly, you know. I mean, the SARS bit wasn't even that funny, to be honest with you. It was just the fact that I remember that it was called severe acute respiratory syndrome, and severe and acute are the same thing.
It's true.
They just didn't want to call it ours.
It's tautology flu, isn't it?
I suppose, did you have a whole lot of jokes waiting to go about in case it got worse, the SARS thing? Because it was like Y2K. SARS never really eventuated. And you've probably got a big stockpile of when the pandemic hits jokes, have you?
Yeah, because it's always funny when people, when we were supposed to worry about things like that, like bird flu was the last one. And the one that really got me about bird flu was this idea that in theory, what could happen, because it was never an epidemic, but it was in theory, somebody could have regular flu, then also catch bird flu, and then theoretically, hypothetically, the two could mutate inside that person, and that could create a super strain of bird flu that was communicable like regular flu, and then we could all have to worry. But I thought, couldn't be just as feasibly, somebody could maybe get bird flu, eat some KFC, have an x-ray, and then get the power to fly. You know, I mean, if you're really going to go for what may happen, can we not look on the bright side now and again?
Show some boldness. Now, this is a, you've been here before, clearly, but this is a whole new show. What are the themes in the show?
Themes? Well, one of the things that informs the material is, the show's called Different Class, and I call it that, because I sound like I'm going into the show now. I feel like I'm starting the show. I grew up being sort of in between being working class and middle class. Our family were neither middle class nor working class. We were sort of in between. We weren't posh. We weren't poor, which basically in Ireland meant we didn't own a horse. That is how it works in Ireland. Perhaps your dad's a doctor and your mother's a businesswoman and you have a big house with a bit of land. Then congratulations, you can own a horse. Or if there's 10 of you all living in a caravan all on the dole, you can own a horse.
Well, yeah,
anywhere in between, no horse for you.
Yeah, I remember when I had Irish mates when they lived in London. The South Dublin, North Dublin thing, and
North Dublin. I'm from North Dublin, which in theory is the scummy part.
It is, yeah. And you guys had different accents as well.
Yeah, the South side's more kind of like that. It's kind of a bit more like Bob Geldof. You know, that sort of way of talking. Yeah.
Right, and North is like you're talking.
Well, I mean, North would be a bit more like that. You know. Jesus,
your
that
man.
Sort of thing, a bit more nasal, and you also have to hit your S's. Pointy Smiddicks, Tiger Crisps, Tony Rotmans, thanks. Like that.
We sort of have that here as well, to be fair. I mean, the Smash Proof, who we just talked to, they've got completely different accents from us. And, you know, we're from North Auckland, they're from South Auckland, you know. Same.
Which
thing
one's posh?
We're posh.
Probably arguably us, I suppose. Yeah.
I thought you were more sort of east and west. Is it not? Is it not that way?
We've got actually all four here, really, don't we? We have north, south, east, and west.
All four directions?
Yeah.
Wow. You guys are living high on the hog, aren't you?
You never hear about the problems of East Ireland and West Ireland.
No, we only have north and south in Ireland. That is it.
But anyway, it's not about us. When you came here in 2007, you finished off your tour by announcing your engagement.
Yeah.
What have you got for us this time?
I got the fact that I got married. And I do talk a great length in the show about being married, because the show's not all about class. But the poster originally, have you ever seen the Pulp album Different Class? Mm. It was a kind of a rip-off of that poster. It was the same font and everything. And Scott, who's my promoter, he just changed the typeface. He went, oh, I thought it looked really retro. I thought it looked really old-fashioned, so I changed the typeface. And going, you completely missed the point, didn't you? So it's like, it doesn't in any way evoke the Different Class poster album now. Because also the cover of that album was a wedding photograph, I don't know if you remember. And it's about half an hour of the show is about my nuptials. If you will.
I was wondering about this. I mean, as you got married last year, how much of your material changes? I mean, when you start, you know how annoying people are when they have babies.
Mm.
Is that a problem for a comedian? Have you met comedians who get up and do an hour show about their children?
I've never seen one manage to stretch it to an hour. They'll say that they will. I mean, I'm sure if I have a kid, then the next show I'll do will be the baby show.
This little girl, 11 years old, she's wearing a pink tracksuit. And across the arse of the tracksuit is written the word gorgeous. Now, would you all agree with me that's inappropriate? Yes, at best, could be described. But the problem is, you can't tell people how to raise their kids, unless they're Austrian, in which case you kind of have to. But by and large, for the most part, people do not react well to being told how to raise their kids. So I thought, rather than go up to these people and go, you shouldn't dress your child like that, I thought the best thing to do, in order to show how inappropriate it was, would be to go up to them and act like it wasn't inappropriate at all. The best thing to do is just be to go up and go, here, I tell you what, you're not wrong there. Jesus. Woohoo! That's a deity. That's just one gorgeous piece of ass you're wearing, and no mistake. I didn't. I just thought that would be the best thing to do.
I suppose that means that you pick up new fans, don't you, and you lose people. I mean, the people that loved seeing you talk about how you go to pubs and pick up birds and things like that.
Yeah, well, I've kind of feel I like that the audience has grown older with me, I guess, to a certain extent. But like this show, I'm finding that the younger people enjoy the first half more and the older people enjoy the second half. The first half is slightly more edgy material, and I talk about things. I talk about goths and emos, and I talk about horror movies and stuff like that maybe would appeal more to young folk. And then the second half of the show, I talk a lot about getting married, and I think people can understand both. It's funny, sometimes you get older folk will walk out in the first half, and I kind of go, oh, you would have really liked the second half though, you know, that's a shame.
But I mean, still, you don't want to turn into Ben Elton and making a, you know, he went way domestic. I didn't like it. Just talked about the kids and
How does being married and whatnot, you know, work in with the comedy crowd? Because I know that, you know, you all like to share a beer at the end of the night and you sort of...
Well, my wife is here with me and she's a beer monster herself, so awesome. That's absolutely not a problem. But you do then find yourself doing older people things. I got into Auckland actually nearly a week ago, and then the next day I've actually been tramping for the last 4 days. I just got back off my tramp in the Matimateonga trail. I just tramped for 3 days. I got soaked on for 4 days and three nights.
I'm really impressed. That you've picked up the vernacular, actually, because if you say I've been tramping in most places in the world,
they doesn't mean odd.
What,
yes.
Yeah.
The idea that my wife was sick on a tramp, people would think weird elsewhere. Whereas here it was like, oh, did she just eat some badly dehydrated food? Yes, she did.
Now, apparently, Ben Hurley was telling us that you've got a good take on the New Zealand accent as well, which is quite an achievement for any foreigner.
I'm working on it, but it's very... This is the first time I've come to New Zealand without going to Australia first, so I feel I'm doing better with the accent this time round. There's just certain phrases I can manage to do, like, that's quite an extensive menu. I feel there's just a few, you know. But it's that thing of sometimes when you try and do a Welsh accent, for some reason it morphs into Indian. And in the same way, sometimes when you try and do a New Zealand accent, you just find yourself drifting towards Australia, which Australia's a much easier accent to do. Your vowels are quite random.
Yeah.
Ben Hurley basically taught me, he says, if you can't turn it into a U, just kill the vowel. That is essentially how it's done.
We've had a program, there's been a program on TV here, Underbelly. It's an Australian drama.
But yes,
a lot of New Zealand characters. And every time a new New Zealand character gets introduced, you cringe. If it's played by an Australian, you just, because it's always those flat U's, basically, isn't it?
Yeah. Mm. It's the same way when you watch Lost, though, and you can tell when somebody's, and they have an Australian being played by an American. It's kind of go, couldn't you find an Australian actor?
Yeah.
I'm sure LA must be hoaching with them.
Look, your show opens this weekend, is it?
Yeah, I'm on tonight.
You're on tonight?
I'm on tonight.
Well, look, we
Mother
won't...
Mother bleeper.
We won't hold you up any longer. You can get tickets at comedyfestival.co.nz if you're not already entirely sold out, which you may well be.
I think if it was entirely sold out, I would not bother my whole coming in to talk
to you guys. You wouldn't have been. Well, thanks for making the time anyway, and enjoy your...
Can we say whole? Can I say bother me whole? Sure, can we go right with
that? it's not part of New Zealand's vernacular, so I think you're safe with that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, get away with it then. Excellent.
It may be now. Thank you very much, Ed Byrne.
Cheers.
No, what actually happened was we got sat at the same gate, and the dad recognised me. Believe it or not. And so we got talking, and I said, is that your daughter? And he says, yes. And I said, and how old is she? And she said, 11. And I said, and did you buy her that tracksuit? And he goes, no, her mother did. And I went, right. Because it's got gorgeous written on the arse of it. Is that not a bit, you know? And he goes, well, it's the fashion. And I'm like, yeah, but she's a total minger. Just misguided, you know?
And Ed Byrne plays at Auckland Sky City from the 2nd until the 9th. Tickets at comedyfestival.co.nz. That's all we've got time for today. If you missed something or you'd like to hear it again, go to publicaddress.net/radio. I've been Damien Christie.
And I've been Russell Brown. Thank you, New Zealand On Air.